You're listening to SBS News.
When Brandy Williams was in the grip of her drug addiction, finding a safe place to sleep for the night actually wasn't high on her list of priorities. Ms. Williams battled addiction for a five-year period in her mid to late teens. She told SBS News she was often forced to sleep at the houses of friends or occasionally sleep on the street.
When you're in addiction, you don't really prioritise like having a job or housing and all that kind of stuff. So you are quite homeless most of the time.
A new report by Mission Australia reveals the hurdles faced by young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The report found they were almost three times as likely than their non-Indigenous peers to have experienced living with no fixed address, in a refuge, or in transitional accommodation.
So there was times where I was like living on my friends' couches or just kind of like, sometimes because of my addiction, I wasn't even sleeping. Like I was just up all night, up all day. I left home when I was 14 and I got into rehab when I was 19. So from between all them years, 14 to 19, there was times where I had places to live and there was times where I didn't even know. Like I was just living where I could live. And I guess the option was to come back home, but like when you're in such heavy addiction, you know, it's really not an option.
The report also found that almost 30% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander respondents had been bullied in the last year, compared with 20% of non-Indigenous respondents. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people were also more concerned about family violence, discrimination and drugs. Kangarrigan Elder and University of Canberra Chancellor Tom Kalmer says governments need to act on the issues identified in the report, while also celebrating the positives it identified.
There's no single solution. What we need to do is to look at a range of different solutions and address what we call the social and cultural determinants and those other things that influence on why people don't experience good mental health. The government has been putting in place a whole lot of headspace centres around the nation which are welcomed, but not everybody can access a headspace, and particularly those people living in remote and very remote communities in regional Australia.
Mission Australia Chief Executive James Toomey says the report identified the specific needs of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth for better housing options.
What it shows us is that, in fact, this an underpinning perhaps lack of the development of cultural capability and cultural competence within service providers, and that's organisations like Mission Australia, but also in schools and TAFEs and other community services. If we want to improve or develop the cultural competency and make it less likely, for example, that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are going to experience bullying or racial discrimination, that cultural competence needs to be worked on and developed in order to enhance that overall experience of young people growing up.
Since rehabilitating, Ms. Williams has worked at Melbourne restaurant Charcoal Lane, a social enterprise run for young Indigenous Australians by Mission Australia. Ms. Williams says feeling a connection to her Aboriginal culture was crucial in helping her overcome her battles with drug addiction.
I think it's great to work with Indigenous organisations because it creates that connection and that safe environment and that culture aspect of it.
Ms. Williams has now been sober for 2 years.
At the moment in my life, well, I've been sober for 2 years. So working with Charcoal Lane was a massive part of my journey. Like I loved working there, but now I'm studying a Cert 4 in drug and alcohol counselling. So I'm doing that, and I've got a casual job which I work, and I've been working there for about 8 months now, and I lived with some of my friends. Things are great. Then now I feel like a confident Indigenous woman, so with a voice, and that's really empowering when you start to get that as your self-identity.
Greg Diet, SBS News.